So now, you know, we're in the business of helping individuals. I am as an estate planner and helping families. So let's get a little context for what the millennial family context looks like. All right. Millennials living at home. We all know the reputation there. Is that really true? Actually, the answer is yes. In 2016, 15% of all millennials were living in their parents' home, whereas at the same ages, only 10% of Gen Xers were, and 8% of boomers and silent generation were. So they are moving home. And when they go home, they stay home longer. They like it there. There's something comforting, you know, familiar and cheap about living with your parents, right? But perhaps adult children moving home should not be surprising, because it's not necessarily a cheap thing, although it's undeniably a factor. But interestingly, there was an interview with MTV president Stephen Freeman in Time magazine a few years ago, and he was talking about millennials. And he was explaining how MTV responded to millennials. Here's what he said. He said, "I'm an Xer. I grew up watching Peanuts, where you didn't even see the parents. The parents were doing that wah, 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 wah voice, you know? And MTV, when I was watching it, was a parent-free zone, right? That was their slogan, parent-free zone, rebel against your parents. Suddenly, we were hearing from our audience that they didn't make a move without their parents. A lot of audience outsourced their superego to their parents. For the most simple decisions of, should I do this or should I do that, our audience will check in with their parents before they make that decision," which I thought was fascinating. And they completely reinvented their programming to go from parent-free zone to incorporating shows where the parents are prominently featured and consulted by their kids. So we're moving home. We love our parents a lot. This, hold on to this thought. This is going to come back later with estate planning strategies. All right. When millennials do flee the nest, what does this look like? Millennials are less likely to marry than prior generations. In 2018, just under half of millennials, 46%, were married. When the silent generation was the same age in 1968, 83% were married. Big difference, right? Big difference. And when they do marry, they're marrying later in life. In 1968, the average American woman married at age 21. The average American man married at age 23. Today, the average American woman marries at 28. And the average American man marries at age 30. That's a 7-year difference. All right, what are they doing instead? They're cohabitating, right? About half of cohabitating households are headed by a millennial. Nearly 4 in 10 women ages 25 to 29 who were living with a spouse or romantic partner in 2012 were cohabitating. When you compare that to the same demographic in 1987, it was only 10%. So that's 4 times more women enter into cohabitation relationships with a romantic partner than they did in 1987. Cohabitation is not only acceptable among millennials, it's the norm. Interestingly, putting off marriage and cohabitating, social scientists say it's led to other trends that are noteworthy. Divorce rates are dropping in America for the first time, due in significant part to millennials. Across the board, divorce rates dropped from 2008 to 2016, 18%. And when you adjust for factors such as age, looking just at millennials, it was 8%. So we had the privilege of having Hugh McGill from Northern Trust come and speak at the Dallas Estate Planning Council, and he had a slide in his presentation that I just love, so I have borrowed the concept with attribution to him. And he said, under the silent generation's relationship paradigm, first came courtship, then came marriage, then came cohabitation, then came children, then came financial security. What is it under the millennials paradigm? First come courtship, then cohabitation, then financial security, then children, then marriage. That's what millennials are doing, and it's different. All right, so speaking of millennial parenting, let's talk about that for a minute. In 2016, 48% of millennial women ages 20 to 35 were mothers, whereas 50% of Gen Xers and baby boomers were mothers at comparable ages. A millennial also waits longer to have children. The average age of mothers in the United States increased, even among Gen Xers, from 24.9 in 2000 to 26.3. It was a trend that was true across all 50 states and really marked in some states. In the District of Columbia, it raised 3.4 years in that time period. That's an eternity, right? That's like three iPhone evolutions. That's an eternity to a millennial. This is one of the most interesting statistics, and I'm going to come back to this one, so hold it in your head. A National Vital Statistics report of 2012 figured out how many children are born in wedlock versus out. Do you have a guess as to what the percentage is of kids in 2012 that were born in marriage? Anyone want to guess? What would you guess, Mickey? 45. Anyone else?